Hello and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Elaine Jontek. As regular Animates listeners would know, the focus of the program is about the power of pets or animal love. We aim to offer interesting and insightful information relating to animals of all kinds and how they relate to and help, especially those with a disability or the disadvantaged people in our community. Pets are considered family members by a lot of pet owners. Treat them right and they will give you unconditional love. They will be your faithful companions for as long as they live. Pets will comfort you when you're down. They will brighten your home and make life more meaningful. Pets do not judge, criticize, or blame. They do not ask for much, except for attention, food, and love. When it comes to choosing a pet, you have many options if you want something furry or cuddly. You can have a dog or a cat. But have you ever considered having rats for pets? Perhaps not. But for many people who have welcomed pet rats into their homes, they have found them to be intelligent, affectionate, easy to feed, and as much fun as dogs and cats. Today I'm joined by 23-year-old Emma Belfort from Brisbane, who has three pet rats, Maggie, Olive, and Monty. It's a mischief of rats. Emma, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me, Elaine.
You've grown up with a dog, cats, and now rats. What's special about having a pet rat?
They're very loving animals. They're also very social, so you'll generally have multiple. And so you get the different personalities, which is always nice. They're also very cute and cuddly, not like feral rats.
Is there a special breed of rat that's sold as a pet?
They're generally called fancy rats. Is the blanket term for them. You can get different types of coats, but fancy rats is just bred for temperament and health. So they look a bit different.
So tell us about your first pet rat.
I had a pet rat when I was about 10 years old, and her name was Charlotte.
Charlotte, is it?
Yeah. I had very fond memories of bonding with her when I was a kid. I would sometimes even take her out on walks and put her in my pocket. She only lived till about 1 year old, which is very sad, but I think it's because at the time there wasn't much knowledge about rat care. I think as a 10-year-old, it's very difficult to look after a pet. It's very difficult to look after any kind of pet that requires daily maintenance.
So I imagine living in your pocket might have been a little bit boring. How do you entertain a rat?
So the cage that my current rats have now are a lot better. So they keep themselves entertained by play fighting a lot of the time. They also like foraging for food. So you can put food on skewers and hang them on the cage or just hide them in dirt or go pea fishing, which is where you get a container, fill it with a bit of water and put peas, and they fish out the peas and eat them. Anything with food keeps them entertained most of the time.
And I understand you make toys sometimes and you make hammocks for them.
Yes, they have hammocks which for sleeping. And the toys, you can do many different things with toilet paper rolls, gluing them together, cutting them into different shapes, and they can just tear them apart and have fun. They also like running through tubes. You can make mazes for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just, as long as they're active, they're happy, really.
What are their cages like?
So the cages generally are wire cages. You don't want to keep them in any fish tank environment because they need good ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
The cages generally are higher than guinea pig cages because rats prefer height. They like to climb up and down and be in just high places. So they have lots of different areas where they can hide in their cage. Hammocks made of fabric, plastic, igloos. I've got some milk bottles to the side of the cage. And as cluttered as it can be, the better, because they like to have lots of things to keep them occupied and run around in.
So would you say they're high-maintenance animals or low-maintenance?
I'd say they're somewhat high-maintenance. They're definitely not on the level of a fish where you can do a tank clean once a month or so and then feed them. Mm-hmm. You have to at least get them out of the cage for an hour at least once a day. Wow. And just for them to be active. And also you need to spot clean the cage every day, do a wipe down every week, and then a big deep clean every month. There is a bit of maintenance in there. They're not a pet that I would recommend for a parent to get a child unless they were willing to put in the effort themselves to look after the pet.
Uh-huh. So you have three rats. Tell me their names and tell me a little bit about them.
I have Maggie, and she's the youngest. She came from a breeder. Very loving, very sweet, and enjoys sitting on my shoulder as I go around the house doing chores. She just likes to look at things and sniff and explore. And then there's Olive. She's a rescue.
Where did you rescue her from?
There are many rescues, sadly, in all over Australia. A place called Ratchies Retirement Home for any Brisbane people. Ratchies. Like Rachel. It's short for Rachel. Ratchies Retirement Home. So they take in surrenders and then look after them, nurse them to health, and adopt them out again. So mm-hmm. they do great things.
Mm-hmm. So that's Olive.
So I got Olive from there, and she's a bit of the naughty one. She's very temperamental. She'll get into fight, very dominant with the other two. Even though she's small, she doesn't care. She's very fun and very active. She runs around more than the other two. Very fun to watch.
So they've got different personalities.
Yes, definitely. And then Monty is the oldest, and he's a boy. So boys and girls are very different. Girls are generally more active, and boys generally prefer to get a cuddle and sleep for most of the day. He's a big softy.
So how do you cuddle a rat?
Well, you mainly give them pets. They like to cuddle amongst themselves. They'll make a snuggle puddle at night, and they'll pile into a hammock together, and you think, oh gosh, the one at the bottom, they can't be comfy, but they are. you just give them a little scratch on the cheek, scratch on the chin, scratch on the top of the head, and they love it.
So do you think they like being alone sometimes, like people? Do they like being together and or spend time alone?
They prefer to be together, but when they're eating, they like to be alone. They will take their food from their bowl and scurry off into different areas of the cage. And I think that's a territorial, don't eat my food. You do want lots of space in the cage for them to be able to hide if they want to be by themselves. Generally, if they're sleeping, you'll find them all snuggled together.
So you've got Monty and the two female rats. I presume Monty's not going to be a dad anytime soon.
No, so Monty's de-sexed. He's a rescue as well. And so he actually had aggression issues. De-sexing is the best way to get rid of aggression issues. And so he went through that, went through a recovery. Now he is the biggest softy. He never gets into any fights with the girls, and if anything, he breaks them up. Yeah, but he is de-sexed. Rat breed. You don't want to keep a male and a female rat together if neither of them are de-sexed.
What kind of foods do they eat? Do you make special meals for them?
They have pellets in their cage all the time for them to eat. But besides that, I try to give them fresh fruits and vegetables every day or two. So they'll eat most things, corn, broccoli, carrot, apple, kale, blueberries, bananas. But otherwise, you can also make them little meals. I was making some homemade pizza for myself, so I made them a small pizza, just a mini little rat pizza, and cut it off into slices, and they really enjoyed that.
How do they pick it up? They just nibble away at it, do they?
Oh, it wasn't dainty. They kind of attacked it. And it was funny, when I went back about 10 minutes later, there's just pizza slices all over the bottom of the cage. But they, after about an hour, everything was gone. They finished it off pretty well.
Have you found your rats to be good mates, good companions?
Yeah, that's one of the best things. They're always there for me when I come home. They're all piled on the side of the cage, waiting for pets and to run around and to be let out. And then when I leave, I'll always give them a scratch. And it's almost as if they know. It's like a dog. You feel like they're going, no, don't leave.
Have you taught them any tricks?
I haven't. You can, though. The only thing that I've taught them to do is to come to me when I make a noise, which is very helpful. And only took about maybe a week of actually trying to train them to do it. I'm sure that if I tried, I could probably teach them to do many different things. Some people teach them to play soccer, little things like that. It's very cute.
So what do other people say about your rats, your friends, when you say that's the pet that you've got?
The majority of my friends love them, which is great. I've gotten mostly good feedback, but obviously with the stigma around rats, you can get the occasional negative feedback. I understand because they are misunderstood in a sense. You think of rats and you think of feral house rats that get into your food. They're not like that at all. They're very clean animals and they spend as much, if not more, time grooming themselves than cats do. Yeah, I think the majority of the response is positive, which is nice.
So rats are happier when they're in a group, are they?
Yes, the more the better. Three and over is the best. You can have two, but three is always better, especially in case one passes away, then you have two instead of just one grieving by itself.
So if one dies, does the other one show any grief symptoms?
Yes, so they feel lots of loss if they lose their cage mate. They will hide away from you. They can become even aggressive. Mm-hmm. And they can just deteriorate and become sick, which I've been through as well. And it's very sad to see.
So you get attached to them.
Yeah, exactly. They spend all of their time together. So when they die, it's really sad for the other rats. That's why it's good to have a big group of rats, because if one dies, then it's sad, but they still have each other.
So it sounds like you really enjoy pet rats.
I do. I've really enjoyed having them and I'll probably continue having pet rats quite a while.
Are there any downsides to owning rats?
The biggest downside is their lifespan. They live for 2 to 4 years. They are just prone to respiratory infections and also tumours, which if you have a pet rat, you will spend a lot on vet bills because they're just getting sick quite a bit. Their life expectancy is the saddest part of having a rat. There's plenty of rats to rescue and adopt in the world, so you'll never run out.
What about gnawing our phone cables?
Yes, so it can be very destructive sometimes. You have to be careful if you're letting them run around to not let them get to any cables. Phone cables they love. Olive, she has destroyed so many phone cables. That's definitely a bad thing. And sometimes you'll notice them just making a little hole in your sleeve. You go, oh, great, this is my favourite jacket. Thank you. Little things like that. It's all expected with pets.
Well, thank you very much, Emma. That's been very interesting.
Yeah, fantastic. No, thanks, Elaine. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. That was Emma Belfort from Brisbane talking about her three pet rats, Maggie, Olive and Monty. If you'd like to know more about keeping rats as pets, you can go to the website of the Australian Rodent Fancier Society. The website address is www.ausrfs.org.au. There are branches in all states and territories. I've been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Animates was created by Joe Van Kool. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks. Researched by Joseph Schwanzer, and I'm Elaine Jontek. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.